It's Wednesday, the 2nd of October, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Iran initiated a significant military escalation by launching a barrage of missiles at Israel, marking an unprecedented attack amid escalating violence in the region. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps announced on Tuesday that the missile strikes were a response to deadly Israeli operations in Gaza and Lebanon, including the assassination of key leaders from the IRGC, Hamas, and Hezbollah. Executive Director in the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation of Namibia, Ambassador Pendananda.
This is a situation that could escalate to a regional war. And once it escalates to a regional war, it's going to affect all and sundry, including ourselves as Namibia. Not only our economy, but our relations also with the international community at large. And as a result, we are calling upon both Iran and Israel to restrain themselves and to try to resolve their differences by peaceful means.
Taxpaying pensioners, alongside qualifying spousal and child beneficiaries of the government institution's pension fund, will receive their tax payment relief refunds on November 28. This initiative aligns with the provisions outlined in the Income Tax Amendment Act. General Manager, Marketing and Stakeholder Engagement at the GIPF, Edwin Shiramba.
Going forward, all individual taxpayers will be exempted from paying tax on the first 100,000 of their annual income.
Governor Johannes Davachap of the Bank of Namibia delivered a public lecture at the University of Namibia on modernizing Namibia's financial landscape for a prosperous future. During his address, he revealed plans to introduce fast payments, a system that will allow real-time transfers of funds between bank accounts around the clock. The initiative is set to launch in September next year, aiming to enhance the efficiency and inclusivity of the country's financial system. Josephina Oscar from Bonn.
He discussed the bank's comprehensive digital transformation strategy, achieving key milestones in a short time in terms of the operations of the central bank, reiterating that the mandate of the bank will remain the same, but how the bank executes that mandate will undergo a sea change. In this regard, the bank has re-engineered processes, established an automation center of excellence, and deployed virtual bots to increase efficiency and reduce manual tasks.
South Africa's Employment and Labour Minister Namokoso Zana Met has expressed concern over the exploitation of foreign workers in the country. The minister briefed the media following nationwide blitz inspections where some establishments were found to be in violation of immigration laws. Met noted the increase in foreign nationals treated unfairly in various workplaces.
We are collaborating closely with the Department of Home Affairs to ensure that employment practices comply with immigration laws and that all workers, regardless of their origin, are treated with dignity. Compliance is a collective responsibility that benefits us all.
People are still without power in 1.5 million homes on Tuesday across at least five U.S. states hit by Hurricane Helene. At least 130 people are known to have died, but hundreds of people are still missing, some potentially trapped without internet or phone network after the storm and devastating floods. Here's Caroline Malone reporting.
National Guard and emergency workers from 19 states have been deployed, as well as Federal Emergency Management Agency personnel to help. Vice President and Democratic candidate for President Kamala Harris cut short a Nevada campaign trip to meet with response teams. She says she will visit affected areas as soon as appropriate.
I plan to be on the ground as soon as possible, but as soon as possible without disrupting any emergency response operations.
Former President and Republican candidate for President Donald Trump was in Georgia. President Biden will be visiting the response headquarters in North Carolina on Wednesday.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.